神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're glad to be with you today.
很高兴今天再跟你在一起。
We have spoken to you about some different types of mothering.
我们曾经谈过母亲的几种形态。
And now I want to go on to show you some other kinds of mothering.
那继续的，我们要再跟你谈几种不同类型的母亲形态。
When I say mothering, I mean the way your mother, treats you and raises you.
我们谈到所谓的母亲的形态的时候，就是在代表说呢，母亲怎么样把一个孩子带大，那她的教育孩子的方法。
We recognize that our mothers are our first security.
母亲是孩子的第一个安全感。
They're the one that we're with, the one that watches over us and nurtures us and takes care of us.
是那个跟我们在一起喂养我们照顾我们关心我们跟我们在一起的人。
Now we know that people are not always right or perfect.
我们晓得人性不是永远对也不是完美的。
And although we care about our mother and love our mother, sometimes the way they mothered us has really been harmful to us.
即使我们很爱我们的妈妈，我们很感激我们妈妈啊为我们所做的，但是也免不了在他们抚养的当中呢，留下一些让我们觉得不对、不够完美的地方。
And once again, I want you to listen as we talk about these different kinds of mothering, and maybe somehow you can understand your mother.
那当我们在谈这些母亲的形态的时候，就让你更能够了解你的母亲啊，跟你的关系。
And maybe be able to deal with some of the negative things or the things that are not quite good that she has passed on to you.
好让你有那种理解的能力来处理，了解到为什么你母亲对你的一些不好的影响，然后你来处理它。
Because many times we do the same as our parent or the one that is with us all the time, and yet we recognize it was not the best way.
不然的话，我们很容易就照着啊我们的妈妈的这种形态，然后把那些不好的影响也带给下一代。
I want to talk to you about the accomplishment mother.
那有一种母亲是成就型的母亲。
This is the mother that drives her children to accomplish.
成就型的母亲呢，就会驱赶她的儿女对成就很在意。
They want their children or child to be number one.
要他们的孩子的成绩是第一名。
She feels that it's her standard and only hers is the right way.
她觉得自己的标准是最好的，而且是唯一的标准。
She wants you to be only the best.
她要你这个孩子呢成为最好的。
Second will never do.
所以次要的或者是第二个对她来讲是不合标准的。
Now when we first look at this, we think, well, maybe she's right. We should be the very best.
有时候你想这个是应该没有错啊，因为要我们成为最好的第一名应该是没有错啊。
But you see, not everyone can be number one.
但是不是每一个人都可以当第一名。
And sometimes we cannot always even be second.
有时候连第二名都当不上呢。
So what happens to us if we feel driven that to please our mother, we have to be the very best?
那当妈妈有这种要求第一名的这种啊意愿的时候呢，那我们就被驱使要去满足妈妈的这种欲望的时候，结果怎么样？
This can put a tremendous strain on a child.
这个对一个孩子的压力是很大的。
The child's not even aware of it.
孩子有时候自己不晓得。
But for the first part of their young life into their teens, maybe even into college, they're under tremendous pressure.
就这样子在孩子的从小受教育一直到啊大学的这样的一个过程当中呢，可能要面对很大很大的压力。
Oh, how she enjoys your attainments.
当你很有成就的时候，他就好高兴， 好享受你的成就。
It thrills her. She talks about it to everyone.
她会跟大家来告诉大家你的成就。
But many times it's because she wants to be in the limelight.
那事实上是她本身要自己去张啊去啊有点像好像炫耀自己。
And when she's lifting you up, she's lifting herself up.
所以这个孩子有成就的时候呢，事实上她把它宣扬出去是在让自己可以啊被抬举。
It's actually meeting a need for her.
是在满足自己的心愿。
Now, if you get a poor grade or you lose a friend,She would blame it on a poor teacher or it was your friend's fault.
那如果万一你掉了成绩的话，那他可能就会责怪你的朋友或责怪你的老师。
Because you're the one that's great and she's proud of you.
因为他很以你为荣。
And she cannot admit to any kind of failure.
那他没有办法面对任何你的失败。
Now, this gives you a false sense of accomplishment.
这样子的话就会给你一个错误的一个假象的这种成就感。
And you don't know how to cope with failure or being less than number one.
这个孩子也没有办法来面对失败，只能当第一名的。
And so you're always driven to do better and to do better.
你只好越来越努力，越来越辛苦的要更好。
But the problem in life is that you cannot always be the top one.
对，可是人生的事实是，你根本不可能永远在那个最顶端的第一名。
And actually, why you are doing it is because you want her approval.
而且你在做的动机只是要达到你母亲的理想，要让她肯定。
And so you've got to recognize that.There are some things that you're going to have to learn to be able to be productive in life.
所以这样的话，你必须要了解到这个问题，而要你自己抽身出来，然后自己有自己的这种人生的这样的一个果效。
You're going to have to learn how to accept yourself even if you don't get your mother's approval.
所以你要学习到，如果妈妈不肯定，你也要接纳你自己。
That is not always easy.
不容易的。
When she has driven you and driven you to learn that you can accept yourself for less than best, really takes a lot of discipline.
因为她驱赶着你当第一名，而你要接纳这个没有办法成为上面的这个第一名的人的话，自己的话，那有时候你要很努力的。
All of us have weaknesses.
每个人都有软弱。
We have weak points.
我们有短处。
And if you do not find that you can accept some of these weak points and show yourself how you can do better, you're going to be in trouble.
所以如果你不懂得怎么样接纳自己的短处或者是缺点软弱的地方，然后让自己改善更好的话，那你一生会有麻烦的。
You see, finding approval to many people is finding love.
当我们在寻找肯定的时候，事实上我们在寻找爱。
You see, you have to learn that you can be loved without having be a winner.
但是呢，你要知道，你要被爱，不一定要是一个赢家。
You have to learn and program yourself to realize that your worth is not based on your acceptance.
而且你要自己要知道，你的价值并不是在于有没有成就，有没有被接纳。
You're going to have to learn within yourself.That there are things that your mother may not approve of, but because it's not her expectation, but it satisfies you.
你也要学习到，或许你没有得到妈妈的肯定，可是呢，你也可以自己认为说够了，就是满足了就好。
You need to learn how to be forgiven.
你也要学习接受被原谅。
You say, what do you mean by that?
什么意思呢？
You see, mothers are the ones that teach us how to be forgiven. They learn how to say, oh, that's all right, I forgive you.
因为从妈妈的身上，孩子会学到有一种就是被宽恕的这样子的一种品德。当妈妈常跟你说，没有关系，下次再努力就好，这样的话就是你接受了被原谅。
But the accomplishment mother, their expectation is so hard, it seems that she never forgives you if you fail.
但是如果一个那种成就型的母亲，她是很严厉的，标准很高的，你就还只有一个印象，好像我是一个失败者，我永远不会被妈妈原谅。
Then she constantly brings up your past that you failed in some area, and this makes you feel guilty and ashamed.
这样的母亲会常常提起你过去的失败，然后常常让你有愧疚感，而且你会有羞耻的感觉。
And for the rest of your life, you're trying to live over that guilt and that shame.
这样子你往后的日子，你的人生就啊埋藏着这些罪恶感还有羞耻感。
If your mother is like this, you will need to learn the real you.
如果你的母亲是这样的母亲的话，那么你必须要了解到真正的自我。
You're going to have to learn, in a sense, what you are, what you want, what you think.
好好的想一想，到底我是谁，我要的是什么，我应该有怎么样的观念。
You're going to have to learn what is really good and what is bad.
然后你也要分别什么是好，什么是不好。
You say, what do you mean by that?
到底是什么意思呢？
Because you see, a mother that expects so much out of you, everything it seems like, if it's not A1, then it's bad.
因为当母亲对你的期待很高，对你的成就要求很强的时候呢，那么你就会觉得如果不是第一名，那么就是不好的。
So you, the rest of your life then, begins to think, unless it's perfect, unless it's the best, then it's bad.
所以这样子你就有一个印象，只要不是第一名或不是完美的，那么就是不对的，就是不好的。
But it may have nothing to do with being good or bad.
那事实上这个有没有第一名跟好跟不好没有关系。
It may be good in itself. It has no moral value that we're talking about. So you have to learn when things are good and when things are bad.
所谓的好跟不好，也就是善与恶呢，是一个道德的问题。所以有没有第一名跟道德是没有关系的。
Now, if you have a mother like that,You need to work very hard on accepting yourself.
如果母亲是这样的母亲的话，那你要学习，要非常用心的学习来接纳自己。
The next one I want to talk to you about is the mother that we would say you owe her.
另外一种母亲的形态就是让你常常有一个信息，就是你亏欠她，你欠她。
It's something like a credit card mother.
好像呢，她是一个信用卡的母亲。
She raises you, she takes care of you, she educates you, and then when you get of age, you've got to pay her back.
她养你，她喂你，她带你，她让你受教育，到后来呢，你是要回报她的。
Now this kind of mother, really, you can never pay her all that she thinks you owe her.
那这样的母亲会觉得你欠她很多，然后一直到后来呢，你也不会觉得你还得完。
When you do something that disappoints her,She'll keep reminding you how much you owe her for what she has done for you.
只要你后来有什么事情对她不好的时候呢，那么她就会常常的提醒你，你欠她太多了。
And instead of paying her back with something good, you've disappointed her.
然后不但没有让她满足，而且呢，常常让她失望。
Now you begin to notice this when you begin to make choices that she doesn't like.
那你就发现呢，只要你选了一个选择，做了一个决定是他不喜欢的，就会出现这种问题了。
And then she will begin.
她就开始讲了。
Sometimes she'll cry.
她会哭。
And she'll say, you disappoint me so much and I've done so much for you.
她会跟你说呢，真是亏了我以前对你那么好，为你付出那么多，结果你对我这样子。
You've made this choice and she suddenly becomes very angry.
接下去她可能就会生气。
And again she reminds you all that she's done for you and then you would turn out like this.
然后呢，她就开始又跟你讲她以前对你多好。
And then she says you become, you're ungrateful, you're rebellious when you do something other than what she expects you to do in the family plans.
有时候 在一个家庭的计划里面，你做了他不喜欢的事情的时候呢，那他就会开始说呢，你是一个反叛者，你是一个不懂得感恩的人。
Sometimes you may want to leave home or go to college, or and she doesn't want you to.
比如说你想去哪一个大学念书，离开家，他不希望你这样做。
Or it's not the place she wants you to go.
是他不希望你去的地方。
She will make it miserable for you, reminding you how much she's done for you and how much you owe her.
他就会一再的提醒你，你欠他多少，然后他为你付出多少，好让你觉得非常的不舒服。
How can a mother like this affect you?
那这样的一个母亲会影响你什么呢？
That in the rest of your life, you're always going to feel that somebody feels you owe them.
那这样的话，你以后的日子总是有一个感觉，你亏欠了你人生的某一个人。
Even in marriage, when your husband doesn't really even mean this, you always think he thinks you owe him something.
即使面对婚姻的时候，因为母亲的给你的阴影呢，偶尔呢一句话一个事情呢，你就敏感到好像对方在跟你讨债，你觉得你欠他。
Now, in reality, your mother has done a lot for you.
真的，事实上呢，妈妈是为你付上很多。
Because a mother like this, who is constantly telling you that you owe them, is mothers that have overly reacted and done beyond duty for you.
当一个母亲常常跟自己的孩子说呢，我为你付上很大的代价，为你做很多的时候，有时候这个母亲呢是过分的，过于她所能承受的来为孩子做了。
And because of that, it may be difficult for you to face adult responsibilities.
那这样的之后呢，会有一个后遗症，就是你可能很难去面对成人的责任。
Actually, there are some young women and probably even some young men who, when they leave home, do not know how to do very much for themselves.
我看到很多年轻人，当他们长大之后呢，不管是男或者是女，因为母亲的那种抚养形态呢，不晓得该怎么样面对自己的成人责任。
And because this mother who has done so much for you, then now you have to learn in your adult life how to do for yourself.
那只因为妈妈对你为你做太多，过于她应该做的了，结果呢，帮你做了。那现在你必须要自己来学习怎么样为自己做。
You may have to learn how to build an emotional system away from your family. Learn how to deal with people away from your family.
所以你要学习，当你离开家庭之后呢，你要开始来建立你自己的情绪系统，来面对别人。
And also in your marriage, if you feel this thing that you owe your mother so much, it may become a division between you and your husband or you and your wife.
这种你亏欠欠恩的这种感觉，有时候会带来以后婚姻里面的这种分裂破裂，没有办法合一。
Actually, in a sense, you become codependent on all that she has done for you.
而且也变成一个非常过分的依赖母亲为你所做的，或者是母亲自己的一个情形。
And you're going to have to learn how to take responsibility for your own life.
这样的孩子呢，要特别学习，就是要为自己负责任，要自己来做自己的责任。
There's another mother that we want to talk about.
另外一种母亲的形态。
It's the mother who I am still the boss mother.
就是呢，我仍然，我永远是你的老板。
In some sense, she was the controlling mother.
那这个是显示出她有一个很强的掌控力量。
But that control begins very early in our life.
那这种掌控的这样的一个力量呢，就在你的小时候就开始。
She's a very good mother, maybe.
所以呢，你会发现她是一个很好的母亲。
Working hard to have a good home.
把家里弄得很好，做得很辛苦。
But no matter what happens, she wants you to know that she's still the boss.
不管什么时候，什么情况，她会让你知道她就是那一个。老板，他就是那个头。
I want to give you an illustration.
我要给你一个例子。
A boy named Brad and his mother had always been very close.
有一个叫做 Brad 这样的一个男孩子跟妈妈很亲近。
Throughout his childhood, she was a loving and involved mother.
那对他的孩子的童年的印象来讲呢，母亲是一个很爱他的一个母亲。
She took her responsibility as a parent seriously.
她对这个孩子呢，父亲母亲应该负的责任。
And more than anything else, she wanted to train up this child in the way he should go.
她也希望能够训练孩子成为一个应该要成为的人。
She worked hard to create an environment at home where Brad would learn the right values and attitudes and make right choices.
Brad 的母亲呢，在家里面呢，很创意性的设计各种环境或者学习的一些样式，让这个孩子在那里学到各方面的价值观念还有品格。
She wanted to give him good sound principles and ways of thinking.
所以妈妈也希望给孩子建立一些正确的思想观念。
She felt it was a scary world out there, and he was going to be needing, to know what was the right principles and the sound training.
那母亲因为认为外面的世界是一个很可怕的世界，所以想在家里面把这个孩子装备到各种观念、各种思考模式、各种这种方法技巧都有。
Now his mother had definite principles and opinions.
那这个妈妈的这种意见是很强烈的。
And her values, and they were all fixed in her mind.
她有她的原则，她也有她的自己的这个价值观念。
She was a thinker. She had a world view on a lot of subjects.
这个母亲对于世界的观念、社会的观念，还有她是一个很深思的人，都很强的。
She had her view about school and friendship and career and financing and many more.
她对于学校啦，还有就是跟人相处啦，朋友啦，还有经济方面都很有观念的人。
She had read extensively and had conclusions that she felt really mattered.
那她对自己所下的结论也觉得是正确的，而且是很对的。
Now she was not a wishy-washy person that didn't know what she believed. She knew and stood firm, and she walked her talk.
那她是一个很切实，怎么想就怎么做的人。
The problem was that Brad was her primary student in her school of thinking.
那这个妈妈呢，无形中呢，就训练了这个儿子。那这个儿子是他的这样的一个很强烈观念下的第一个学生。
She taught him that you should judge people's character by their clothes and their musical taste.
比如说呢，妈妈就跟孩子说呢，一个人好不好，优或劣，就看他穿什么样的衣服，还有他对音乐的品味。
What she was teaching him was whatever she thought was right, it was right.
她的意思是说，只要妈妈教的都是对的。
As long as he agreed with her, they got along well.
那当孩子跟妈妈很就是很幸福妈妈的时候，他们就相处得很好。
At 7, he told his mother about his dreams of becoming a pilot or an astronaut.
当这个孩子到七岁的时候，有一天他就跟妈妈说呢，他梦到自己是一个太空人，他在驾驶太空船。
She told him that was nonsense. Your father has a good family business, and you'll be quite successful in that.
妈妈就说这个很不合理，因为你爸爸是一个很成功的生意人，所以呢，你也会在爸爸的生意上面很成功的。
And so you see, he was taught to obey without any question. But now, there was something inside of him that wanted to question.
那以前他是被教导说，对于任何的疑惑都应该要顺服。可是现在呢，他却反过来变成一个喜欢去问问题，开始有疑惑的人。
But his mother immediately quenched his rebellious spirit.
但是妈妈会马上把她的这种要反叛的这种意识呢压下来。
One day he said to her, "What if I disagree with our political party?"
这个孩子长大一点之后就问妈妈一个问题，说呢，如果有一天我对于政治方面有意见的话怎么办？
Right away she became critical and says, "What does a 12-year-old know about politics?"
她就妈妈马上说呢，才12岁，你谈什么政治呢？
You listen to me because I know I've studied and I know a great deal.
他说呢，你什么都听我的，因为我学习很多，你就是听我的。
His mother was a good person.
妈妈是一个好人。
And a well-intentioned mother.
而且是一个很专心为孩子带领孩子的妈妈。
But her type of mothering made Brad understand one message.
那他对于孩子的这种教导方式给他一个信息。
No matter how old you get, I'll always be your mother.
不管你长多大，我就是你的母亲。
You'll always be my child.
你是我的孩子。
And though Brad is now over 6 foot tall, and he's 16, he feels that his mother is always there to boss him.
所以当孩子到16岁的时候，即使已经6英尺高了，他的心里面也一样的这样感觉，妈妈是他唯一的，而且永远的老板。
Now we find a boy that's very immature.
我们看到这个孩子很不成熟。
That doesn't know how to think for himself.
不晓得该怎么自己思考。
That doesn't know how to take care of anyone.
不晓得该怎么样照顾别人。
Because his mother has been always the boss.
因为妈妈她常常永远当她的老板。
This young man gets married.
后来结婚了。
Situations arise between him and his wife.
跟妻子之间有一些问题。
Immediately he runs back to mother because that's his security.
那因为妈妈是他的安全感，所以马上就去找妈妈。
Because mother always knows what's best.
因为妈妈才永远知道该怎么做。
Now as we look at these different kinds of mothers,
这些不同形态的母亲，
we have to recognize that there's imperfections in each one of them.
我们知道每一个人都有他不完美的地方。
But all of them, no doubt, wanted to be good mothers.
当然，每一个母亲都想当一个好的母亲。
And as you deal with one of these mothers that's in your life, let her know that you appreciate that she's been a good mother.
当你面对这些母亲的时候，首先你让他们知道，你知道他们是好的母亲，你很感谢他们。
Don't try to blame her like you're some kind of victim that she's made you a person that's incapable of living a good life.
不要以一个受害者的这种心态来责备，来怪罪你的母亲。
Let her know that even though now you're an adult, you must live your own life.
但是你要让母亲知道你长大了，你要为你自己活，你开始有你自己的生活。
Not in anger,Not with a fight with each other, but just let her understand that now I must learn how to be a person myself.
不要跟母亲使气，也不要责怪她，只让她知道说我长大了，我应该有我自己的生命的形态跟想法做法。
Sometimes you have fought.
有时候你会有争执。
And sometimes you've been very angry with her.
然后有时候你也会对她很生气。
But you must try your very best to find a place where you and your mother can live and live well.
但是你一定要找到一个你们两个人可以和谐一起相处的一个点。
It's really not always easy.
当然不容易。
And sometimes you have to struggle very hard through this.
有时候你必须要在这个当中挣扎。
But if you can find your real self,
如果你找到你真实的自己，
If you can know in what direction you want to go in life,
你也知道你的生命中该有什么样的方向，
If you can see your weaknesses that you need to work on,
你看到自己的一些短处或者是软弱应该要处理，
If you can learn not to turn to your mother every time you need someone to depend on, but learn how to turn to the inner strength that you should have.
有事情发生的时候，有难处的时候，不要第一个老是想到要去找你的母亲，而是转到自己的心里面来处理。
And we can develop inner strength by reading the Word of God.
你可以用借着念神的话
，learning from that the principles of life.
然后你就可以在里面建造自己更刚强，然后学到神的原则。
And learning that someone can help you.
你也知道说上帝。Yeah, 有一位上帝可以帮助你。
And that person is Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣。
And through him, you can find inner strength.
借着我们的神，借着耶稣基督，你可以从他得到力量。
And then it's good if you have some friends that's able to help you over the difficult times.
那最好也可以有几个朋友，好朋友，可以帮助你度过挣扎的时间。
Then remember this. The way your mother parented you,And you feel like some of it was not good, then you must learn from those experiences.
那记得，当你发现因为母亲来给你的一些伤害或后遗症，那以后你就要学到教训，不要再重复了。
May God bless you as you work through the situation.
愿神祝福你，而且希望你能够突破你的情况。
祝我新曲这个节目
是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。